Economists from three Utah universities are saying that repayment costs for the proposed Lake Powell pipeline would be way out of reach for water users. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
22 economists question whether Washington County can really afford to repay more than $1 billion in loans to build the massive water project.
The answer is yes. The cost could be paid back, but the implications for water rates and for impact fees would be quite dramatic.
That's Gabriel Lozada of the University of Utah, one of the economists who raised concerns this week in a letter to Governor Gary Herbert and legislative leaders. It says every Washington County resident would owe up to $781 annually to repay the state loan over 50 years. Impact fees could top $14,000. U of U economist Gail Blattenberger says costs to state taxpayers aren't counted either.
There's a lot of camouflage about what things are going to cost. And I think if we're making big financial decisions like this, we should make them honestly.
Project supporters are saying the economists are making faulty assumptions. Jeremy Aguero is a financial consultant for the pipeline project. He says supporters have looked in depth at water rates, impact fees, and property taxes.
None of those analyses got even close to the level of magnitude that is set forth in that report.
The Utah Division of Water Resources plans to deliver the pipeline license application to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission by December 1st. Judy Fays, KUER News.